Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, here's another one. This is from Babu Masango, Pastor Masango. Says, Nyenkosi, it's no longer I who lives in me, but Jesus Christ. Izingqondo zethu maziguqulwe zifaniswe neka Jesu Christu. Uma siyindlu yomoya kaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uyakuyibusisa leyo ndlu esiyiyo. Absolutely. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. What does it mean to have self-control? What is it even all about? What does the word say with regards to that? 0826572729. You can drop us a voice note there. And you can also drop us a WhatsApp on that very same number. You can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Listen to this one.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Give us a shout out to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Otherwise, you can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. What does self-control mean to you? What is it even all about? And of course, what does the word say? And today, do we talk about this or do we keep quiet when it comes to this? Have we become those kinds of people who keep quiet when it comes to this? And that is a big problem, I tell you. And we're taking your calls. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother, Brother Ring.
Hey, Putwami.
Siyabonga, my name is Dilo. Hambe kahle, Zolo.
Hi, hambe kahle kakhulu, siyabonga, Putwami. Hambe kahle, njengale club ebathi magesi.
Magesi, sali fustan, ngoma ima club. Brother, in the time of Bullspay, and the Lankun Kurabu Pasta Motor, Pasta Hatter, you know, Brother J.D. Dominic, confound its way too.
Amen.
Amen.
It's self control. I think that we are all responsible for our own attitude. We must not let sin reign in our bodies.
Yeah.
Today, because of self promotion or personal gain, abantu bayabulalana, brother.
Hey, Nkosiyam.
Abantu baphila nabantu abangananindaba neziluleko zika Jesu Christ nemithetho ka Jesu Christ nezwi. Today, iningi libuswa yipride of life.
Yeah.
Umuntu nale zinto zakhe, izinto neimoto, besibukela abanye abantu nje sengathi abone into ama Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
Ukuthi they must always dance, balalele yonke into abayishoyo bazani. The devil of Satan calls about Guti. Why they want outside God will satisfy them, brother.
Yeah.
Yes, it was the Bugas is in Clay, Janum Shaba.
Yes.
The more we feed our carnal desires, yes, the more they grow, brother.
Ngempela.
Yeah, during a corruption, a color with a million, that's a month, afuna more millions.
Yeah.
A grinage, a lenoma, umteto, utategon, janago.
Eh, go see.
For the self controlling, brother, abantu ebasulayo. Lapha ku-Matthew 5:28 uJesu Kristu khona lives ikhuluma ngabantu abahluleka ukucontrola i-mindset yabo. The last, when looking at a woman or a man, bese kuvuka i-last nokufisa. Satan is driving ngale sifo.
Hey.
Ngoba lento iphethe abantu besilisa nabesifazane namhlanje bese.
All the time, may the Father be glorified. Thank you so much, sir. Blessings to you, my friend.
Thank you. To God be the glory, my brother.
All the time. Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say with regards to this issue of self-control.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Sis Pindi.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Good evening, ma'am.
A guest in the studio and the family of Radio Pulpit. It's self-control, yeah. Ukutuba, ukutuba inyama. Ngoba inyama, Pastor Ray, isifunelo kwayo.
Yeah.
Uthi uPaul, I no longer live myself, but Christ live in me. But once you realize ukuthi umoya ongcwele, no, Christ is living in you. Mungu is too sensitive. So, unkulunkulu akasincede to have self-control in 20s name, Pastor Ray. Ngoba usathane ukubamba ngento boyithanda. But once uhlala endweni kaNkulunkulu and do fasting iyakhona ukusiza to have a self control. Fundisa kaNkulunkulu, uzikhipha busy ngezinto zikaNkulunkulu, ngoba into ezokwenza ukuthi ungabi ne self control kakhulukazi, sometimes uhlanganyela nabantu abanesimo sokumsaba uKristu, but khona abantu abangathi banesimo sokungathi abazalwane, but once they are out in church, bazenzela noma yini. But once you uzitshela ukuthi noma kwakho uNkulunkulu uyakubona, ungathi hayi sengiphumile enkonzweni, sengicedile. Zenzele wena. Masamukela uJesu, zenzela wena. Ungayenzeli abanye abantu. Then uzokhona ukuba ne-self-control. Ngiyabonga, Sisiphindi.
Sisiphindi, ngiyabonga so much. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga dadwethu.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
But Philip Masango says, whosoever that is born of God overcomes the world, i.e. the flesh and its works. Whosoever born of the Spirit, whosoever born of God, he says, overcomes the world and the flesh. That is the flesh and its works. Absolutely, sir. I really, really, really agree. Absolutely. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, and let's hear what you say on the issue of self-control, what it is even all about. What comes to mind when we talk about self-control? What comes to mind when we talk about self-control? Mfundi Swamin.
Asibingelele, Pastor. Asibingelele, nakubalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit umsakazo wetinzabaleti ithokotisako. Manje ke, Pastor, izwi likaNkulunkulu engcwadini yamaKolosa lithi leli izwi likaKristu malihlale phakathi kwenu. Izwi mfundisi maliphakathi kwenu liyasicondisa, liyasihola, liyaseluleka. Silulekwa yizwi thina. Izwi lelifundiswa enkonzweni oPastor Jabulani, oPastor Motha, oPastor Hadebe. Ileli izwi likaKristu kumele lihlale. Leli izwi linokungahlali emzimbeni mfundisi nanxa umzimba ungekho kahle. Ngoba kufuna ukuthi kuqala lo mzimba ukhole uJesu ulungisise kahle. Manje ke kunokuba lingahlali izwi ngesizathu somzimba. Umuntu usazenzela imatha noma ngaba umfundisi noma ngaba ibishop, izwi uma lingahlalanga angeke akhone ukulawuleka mfundisi. Kanti mapo pastor.
Kan mambo mfundisa mina na Kenta. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. Self-control is important so that ukwazi ukuphatha kahle nevangeli. Ma ungana self-control ngeke uliphathe kahle ivangeli. Angithi Sipho, umuntu ma ungana self-control angeke aliphathe kahle ivangeli. Nisipedi barute swere kama hobe. Ya. Lalela kancane ke mngani wami. Lalela kancane. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729 and drop us a voice note in a WhatsApp there. Tell us what self-control is even all about. Otherwise, you can also give us a shout, 012-334-1322.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Ngazike ukuthi abaningi bethu siliphethe kanjani ke leli vangeli. Indaba enkulu ke le. Send us your WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Kempi yakhe. Hawu Khumalo. Eh madoda, asikuzweke ukuthi uthini baba.
Ngiyabonga Pastor.
Ba.
Ngiyabonga kubafundisi bonke studio nakubalaleli beRadio Prophet. Ngiyokuthola kwenkosi engathi ngaba nathi.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, into efika emcabangweni wami ukuthi isinto sithi umona uqala esweni. So iso leli lifike libikele wonke umzimba likubonayo la ngaphandle. Inkanuko yonke lento le. Manje uJesu uthi uma iso lakho likukhubekisa likhiphe ngono yesigogweni uneliso lodwa kunokuthi uyosha ngamehlo omabili. Lokho nje kukuphi self-control kukodwa. Ngoba uyayucabange ngaso sonke isikhathi ukuthi izinto engiyibukayo bakube izinto eziyisibusiso, lezinto engizokhuluma ngazo obuhle notububi.
Yes.
Ney'nkanuko angazi kezwakala Pastor Ray
kakhulu
bemningi bekuzodla nje kubalekele nesikhathi. Nkulunkulu asibusiseke. Self control qala la esweni. Haleluya.
Iqala la
nkulunkulu asibusise Pastor Ray.
Haleluya. Asibongeke mzilikazi kamashobane. Hey madod, send us your WhatsApps, let's hear what you say, the very aspect. And he says it starts with the eye.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Martin Nkosi Mdeni. Martin Nkosi Mdeni says, Pastor Ray, self-control is to live beyond your means. You see that you can't afford something, but you still make debts or gamble and end up being in debts even more. From Martin Nkosi Mdeni. Lack of self-control, I mean, maybe he implies that. You live beyond your means. You know you can't afford this, but you take it anyway. Because you want to outshine your siblings when you meet in your family house this December. Send us your WhatsApp,
082-657-2729.
Now let me bring this to you, Jabu, again. Now, when we touch the very aspect of self-control, listen to this. In the word, and I'm looking at Numbers chapter 6, verses 3, it says, he shall separate himself from wine and similar drinks. He shall drink neither vinegar made from wine or vinegar made from similar drink. Neither shall he drink any grape juice, nor eat fresh grapes or raisins. This person is a Nazarite. We are the Nazarites. Ngama Nazarene kaNkulunkulu. There are things that the Father is going to say. And what it means here, there are things that the Father is going to say to us not to partake in. And some of the things are individual, Jablan, that we are not supposed to partake in. And then he points it out because we have been set apart as his Nazarenes. Jabu.
Thank you very much, my friend. Indeed, it's KTUA. We are the royal priesthood of the Father. So, ndangendlela esihamba ngayo, esikhuluma ngayo, esisikhondaktha ngayo, also ayifani because of sikhethwe uNkulunkulu. So, as you are making an example about also the discipline of the Nazarene, it's a discipline on its own that maybe if one can study fully and understand how a Nazarene was supposed to behave and how they were supposed, some of the things that they were restricted to do. You know, so, and also some of the things that actually, that they were privileged when it comes to the Father or their relationship with the Father. So also, as children of the Father, we are separated, we are consecrated. So we cannot just participate in anything. That's why ubumnandi balelizwe, sina, it's not our portion. Yabo. The materialism of this world, it's not worldliness. Like, you know, nowadays, especially this season of the year, people are chasing after many things, but we are set apart. That's not our portion.
Yeah.
Our portion is to devote ourselves to Baba and even go deeper in prayer, because of this is the time also where the enemy strikes the most.
So,
who reads the signs like the sons of Issachar? Abazi ingathi siyazi ukuthi isikhathi sokuthi sigxile kakhulu in our relationship with the Father, fellowshipping in Scripture, and also devoting ourselves in prayer so that our families can be kept, we can be kept, communities can be kept, people can be saved. You know, that's self-control. That's there, just being able to exercise self-control and understanding also who you are in the Father, so that you cannot find yourself like now chasing after things that are not set apart from you. Now, to sum it up, and also 2 Peter 1:3-11, I'll just only read verse 4. It says, through these, he has given us his very great and precious promise. So that through them, you may participate in the divine nature.
Yeah.
Having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desire. That's how we are. We are set apart in a way that we have been given the right to participate in his divine nature. It means as he is in the throne or the mercy city, we are also here on earth. We are like him. And therefore, we exercise self-control, like also I quoted Isaiah 55, where he shows us his self-control. That my word that I speak will never return void. So also, here, we are like him, you know. We speak things to existence because of he's the one who's speaking in us. We actually change situations, we change circumstances. Not because it's our own strength or power, because we can also misunderstand it and end up crediting ourselves. No, it's his spirit that is within us, working the work of the Father within us. There is self-control. As I said, it says also that we must just yield to the Spirit, and then he will do the rest. He will do what the Father has proposed about our lives. He will fulfill the will of the Father and do greater exploits in our lives. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We're touching base on this, the very issue of self-control. Do we have such? Do we have self-control these days?
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Hey, Sipo. Lalela. Kuthiwa. Kuthiwa ku Proverbs 23, verse 31. Do not look on the wine when it's red.
Yeah.
When it sparkles in the cup. When it swells around smoothly. Kusho ukuthi ungahaleli. Izikhumbuzo izinto zokudala. Ungakhaleli izinto ezinje. Abstain from it. We must abstain. Temperance also means to abstain from these things. But also Proverbs 21 verses 17 says, he who loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. Because of loving pleasure, we will be poor. We must practice self-control. Sipo.
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. Remember, self-control, when we apply and we become doers, is gankulungul. It makes us to be part and parcel and the good things will come to us. They should have been far away with God, but because of the lack of discipline, there are many things, even at today, it's hard even to get out of them. Umubuka abantu abaphuza utshwala namhlanje babe dawa ngamaparty, baphuza ngabo Christmas, but because of the lack of self control, that's why today muyovula kuqala afuna ukungena kuqala ethaveni uthole ngakavula lindile. Why? It is because kuleke these fruits empilweni yekhona. Ingako mfundisi, self discipline, it makes us to grow in fearing God. It also makes us to be to develop holiness in us, and God, njengoba shilo ku 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, ukuthi he has given us this spirit. So God cannot ask something that he never even gave us. So ukufakile phakathi kithi, for us is to simply just activate it and do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. What is self-control even all about? Yona is a duty of man.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Mr. Simwinji says, Calvary, greetings, Murutire. Wow, what a topic, God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve, sorry. I'm saying wow because today I just had a meeting with our church youth because I don't see them participating in church activities, and I thought it has to do with their character. Well, Pastor Reyes, a Christian, self-control refers to the ability to regulate one's thoughts, feelings, and actions in accordance with God's will and principles. It involves exercising restraint over one's desires, emotions, and behaviors, even when faced with challenging situations or temptations. Galatians 5:22-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. And I love what Apostle Paul says here in 1 Corinthians 9:27. I discipline my body and bring it under strict control so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. I am, in practical terms, self-control may manifest in various ways, such as managing emotions by recognizing and regulating these emotions, such as anger, fear, or anxiety, to respond in a godly manner. Resisting temptation by avoiding sinful behaviors or habits, such as gossips, lusts, or greed, by choosing to obey God's commands. By exercising self-control, Christians can demonstrate their commitment to following Jesus and living according to God's will. Shalom, shalom, Murutuaka. That is Mr. Simwinji. We really appreciate, sir. Blessings to you, Tuda.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit it is, and of course we are together throughout. Now, when we talk self-control again, and let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Mota. Self-control, listen to Proverbs 23, verses 5. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle towards heaven. Yeah? There is, Amos. And listen to this, self-control again, verses 6. Do not eat the bread of a miser, nor despise his, nor desire his delicacies. Ukhala. Ukhalele izinto zabantu. And then again, we see also, the aspect of loving riches. And you hear it even in our sermons. Kushunyayelwa ngemali, kuthandwa imali.
Hey, Mfundisi, wathinta indaba enkulu lapho. Kugcina sekuhamba imali phambili. Indweni zonke, intshumayelo yakhona. In other words, sekuba a sort of intshumayelo eseduce people ukuthi bakhiphe, not to preach the gospel. Sisho ukuthi kukurong ukunikela. But it should not be now the thing ukuthi umuntu uma esin. That is why abantu bagcina baluza i-self control, bagcina babuyele ezweni, because they've been promised ukuthi when they come to church they will be rich, when they do this they will be rich, and their eyes zigcina sezibheke onto the richness other than looking unto Christ, who's the author and the finish of our faith, and as a result of that abantu bagcina sebafuna ini ingcebo ngendlela engafanele, because in the expectation there is not about to please the Father ngokukholwa, but the expecting there it's more about ukuthi ngizothola imali. So we see Fundisi ukuthi that is why ngithele icule bolishaya lana ukuthi masiliphathe kahle le evangeli ukuze lingadeleleki. Because abantu they even speak outside there ukuthi hayi ngoba sengisindisiwe ngizoba rich, and then kugcina sokukhulunywa kabi la ngaphandle kubona abantu bathi kuphi lo nkulunkulu wakho. But when we understand ukuthi why are we saved, so it is important Mfundisi ukuthi inhliziyo yethu namehlo ethu angahlali ezintweni eziphathekayo, because when izinto zizohlala into the riches It says, the word of God says that it flies itself, it grows its wings and flies into heaven, and then you will live a miserable life and a bitter life because of your eyes are focused on doing as a partegari. So we need to learn when this ukuthi in everything that we say, in everything that we do, but if focus yetu kube insindiso, kube ukukhonza uNkulunkulu and serving with our heart without engathi is we are serving Father Christmas.
I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We want to hear as to what you say with regards to self-control.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Mfundisi wamina.
Asibingelele pastor, sibingelele nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit umsakazo wezindzabalo ethithokotisako. Manje ke mfundisi, kunalento ngesiphuthu keze babiza ukuthi ivisi. Hayi visa, ivisi. Ukuhala.
Eish.
Ukuhala. Kusemzimbeni womuntu mfundisi. Mara umuntu uma sekholwe uJesu Kristu, leli zwi laNkulunkulu seliphela ukukuli kuye. Uma lo moya kaNkulunkulu sokuwe le visi yafa le ngoba le visi le yamfundise isentandweni yenyama abantu bonke abahamba ngokwenyama banjalo mfundisi banalento lokuhala lokuhala yabona abantu laba nezimali mfundisi abanje noma yini iqala lento efika emzimeni ukuthi ngathi ngingadla lesonto le manje ke lento leyo yiviso noma I appetite. Yabona mfundisi.
Yeah.
Iyona le ifika la emzimbeni ahala umuntu. Ahala lutshwala. Mhlamba ahalele namanzi. Yamanzi ukuphila ngiyazwisisa lokho.
Yeah.
Kodwa ke angeke asuka waphuza amanzi angacala ngawahalela. Mara le zinto lezi eziningi lezo tshwala lezi ziyafa masokholwe uthi kukholwa nje mfundi kunokuya esontweni umuntu esikholiwe kunokufaka isambatho umuntu athi ukholiwe mfundi kunokuthi umuntu abe ngumfundisi abe bishop abe ngumprofit engakholwa ngawo uJesu Kristu angeke kufe ukuhlala kukhona mfundisi kuhlala kwakhilela emzimbeni la
kanimamba mfundisi wami na cancer hey matota send us your WhatsApp 082657 2729 mfundisi motha sikuzenza sengathi sibo Father Christmas matata yeah sikukubhayisa man I hear you quite well we taking your calls give us a shout talk to us directly there and of course listen to this a bit of this
657 AM radio for believers in action
we understand that as a young person you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being and in this fast moving world You don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app. Which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
All right, I don't know which one I have lost there, but there seems like I've lost one of the guys there, and then it doesn't look like any of this except for the ones. Let's see. Yeah, it looks like
I've lost them all. Nevertheless, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Let me say something to Lengi. Lengi, the issue is I want to find out if you understand what you want me to do. If you say I must read Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 8, I want you to actually read it for us. I have my verses. You come with your verses. You read it for us. And let's hear what is your view. Let's hear what is your view with regards to it. Not that I should read it, because you say if you read it, it will give an answer to today's topic. But I want you to read it and show me the answer yourself. I want to learn also from you. Yabona ne. Otherwise, we create a precedent where someone says, no, take this verse and read it. No, I don't want that. I want to find out what is the meaning that you have attached to the verse. Do you understand what you are prescribing to the people? I hope that gets across quite well, so that we are able to actually sharpen one another, as iron sharpens iron. We are able to sharpen one another. And this in itself is one of the things. So, you can send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Lenki says, Dumelang bontate mreneng. Self-control is contentment and alignment in all the four aspects of life. Body, mind, soul. Body, mind, spirit, and soul. Read Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 8. Lenki Rampo. Let's see. And then Paseka is also doing the same thing. Says, good afternoon, Pastor. Please, if you don't mind, you can please read for us. I want you to read it for us. I am reading what the Father has given me. You read what the Father has given you. We bring this together. The issue is, I want to understand what the Father has told you about this. He says, I think it will answer the topic of today, but I don't think you are actually fair in doing that. Paseka, I don't think you're fair in doing that. All right. Hold on for me a bit. Chabu, I will come to you in just a jiffy.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. I am looking... I am looking at... the notion of the truth. The notion of the truth. And self-control and how self-control continues in one's life. Zechariah chapter 8 verse 16. Jabu, I will bring this to you. It says, these are the things you shall do. Speak each man the truth to his neighbor. Give judgment in your gates for truth, justice and peace. If we live for truth, justice and peace, self-control is evident. Jabu, what do you say?
Yes, indeed, my friend. So if we stand for peace and also for justice, that also takes self-control. Without that, we cannot actually see all those manifesting in our midst. So that's why we see the state of maybe like a political state where there is corruption. It's because of the lack of self-control. People are being paid... huge salaries, but still not satisfied, still greedy, you know, like to a point that they will steal from the government coffers. So, you know, that's really lack of self-control. That's why there is no peace and there is no justice. But otherwise, that's just, you know, to make it practical, you know, my friend. Also, just to sum it up, in Galatians 5, I'll just read verse 13, it says, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh.
Yeah.
Rather serve one another humbly in love. Let the freedom we've received not be the license to sin, because it is not the license to sin. That now calls for self-control in this freedom. How we conduct ourselves in this freedom that the Father has given us through self-control. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And of course... let me come back to you, Fundis Khateve. Let me come back to you, sir. Now, the very aspect of truth, I'm looking at Malachi. I say, if someone does not have self-control, they can never dwell in the truth. Malachi 2:6, the law of truth
was in his mouth, and injustice was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and turned many away from iniquity. Self-control is like umvangeli. You turn people from iniquity. Sipho, finally.
That's very true from this, and indeed, and self-control even from the start to enable us to walk blameless before God, because Nkulunkulu yes does not able to control us, but he has given us the opportunity for a mind to it. And the last thing from the saying is like a cool with this topic of self-control. Let us not quench the Spirit of God, because he is the one that gives us the power and ability to apply self-control. When I'm a call, it's because they quench the Spirit of God.
If sibona makholwa ewa edleleni, it's because they quench the Spirit of the Most High. And that's the big problem. That's the big problem. And we need to be careful. Let's do this. Vusmuzi, my own brother, says, Proverbs 16, verse 32, Mfundi sawona, ukuzithiba, ukuzincintsha, ukuzibamba, konke lokhu yiyo le self-control. Uma unazo lezinto asikho isinta kuhlalula isimo. Uvusi ke loyo. Siyabonga kakhulu Vusi. Lenki.
Jumela ngbuntate morning. Just want to confirm this Proverbs 3.
Yes.
Verse 5 to 8.
Yeah.
Reading thus, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Yes.
And lean not on your own understanding.
Yes.
The heart is your soul and your spirit. And leaning not on your own understanding is your mind.
Yeah.
In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. That is the mind as well. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to your flesh and strength to your bones.
There you go. There you go. Now, here's a verse that I've been given, Lenki. Proverbs 3, verses 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then self-control will happen. Fundismo, take the acting in. We have a minute. Go for it.
Look, when I am from this, read Proverbs 18, verse 7. It says, a fool's mouth is his destruction. Only that part.
Yes.
Reckless speaking from this, it can destroy our future, can destroy our life. So we need to have control over what we say. In as much as reckless driving from this, it destroys impilo yomuntu. So when we speak without any control, we might destroy the life. Or even the future of ours, and also the future yalabantes kulumana. So we need to be careful on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Matotagiti. Inkosi Nbusise, next week, we are going to touch on a topic that we usually touch on, especially mayifika kulezi sikhathi, the essence of obedience. We are going to touch on that next week. Inkosi Nbusise, ngendlela esimanga. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Motha.
Mfundisi siyabonga kakhulu, babulise ekhaya, sibonge kakhulu Mfundisi Sipho, Mfundisi Jabulani nabalalele emakhaya. We thank you and God bless you.
Thank you so much, and also thank you so much Sipho. Siyabonga but
wasibonga mntana inkosi. Popo.
Popo sana. Yimi ke lo. Nayoka indaba. Hey ngumasina kwamandla ngempisi umfiso lo. Ya yimi ke lo. Upopo sana. Yeah, Sipho. Uyayibona? Nayo ke indaba. Mangibiza Rea ungazi kahle. Yaba mangibiza Sipho angazi. Jabu my friend, thank you so much.
Thanks very much my friend. May God bless you. Futhi Sipho fundise more zabalaleli bonke. Nkulunkulu makasifisise.
All right, until we talk next week, we give the Father all the glory, the majesty, the honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. And we bless him that by his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. Thank you so much for allowing the Father to make you even give us scripture, to make you even teach us. And we thank the Father for allowing you to actually even
share the word. We really appreciate this in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. May he bless you. From me, Ray, it's been great, it's been wonderful, and I say Tuda Rabba.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Take Radio Pulpit wherever you go. Listen live on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media. Download our app and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.